We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all? I hope you are fine. So today the topic of our episode is water.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha once said, the Messenger of Allah stated, do not drink in one gulp like a camel, but in two or three gulps. Mention the name of Allah when you start by saying Bismillah, and praise Him by saying Alhamdulillah when you finish. Water, mostly known as H2O, because water is made up of two elements, hydrogen and oxygen. It's the most essential factor to health. In fact, it covers up 2/3 of our body. Our brain is 95% water, our blood 82%, and our lungs are 90% water. Water is used for many things. Wuzu, wusul, drinking, and healing. Now you must be thinking that how water is used for healing. In fact, the best water for healing is Zamzam. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah said that the Messenger of Allah once stated, the water of Zamzam is for whatever it is drunken for. So it means that Zamzam is used for anything you want. Like if you're sick, you can drink Zamzam and then pray to Allah to fix your sickness. Hazrat Ibn Abbas once stated that once I served water of Zamzam to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he stood up then drank it. So kids, now you know the sunnah of drinking Zamzam. But how is normal water drunken? What is the sunnah of drinking normal water? So hear me out. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam drank water in three breaths and used to say that it is more pleasing and satisfying in this manner. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam disliked drinking hot water. Fresh water is better than salt water for wuzu and ghusl. Because if you use salt water for wuzu and ghusl, it can cause an itchy skin or rashes. 70% of the earth's surface is water, and 97.5% of that is salt water in our oceans, which is for most purposes not useful for us. So kids, I think you have already understood that water is life for us. If there was no water, there wouldn't be no life. Let's broaden our perception and see how water is so wonderful. Water is the major component of cells. It covers up around 70 to 95% of a cell's mass. This means 80% average of our body is water. Not only are we made up of water, so you see, living this wonderful life without water is impossible. Water is the beauty of our world. Just imagine a world without water. No oceans, no seas, no rivers, no lakes. Water is the force behind all the industries, agriculture, and manufacturing. Manufacturing of anything is impossible without water. Now let's come to eating, drinking, washing, and cleaning. Do you think any kind of aforementioned luxuries can be enjoyed without water? No, simply. Water is indispensable for life. No water, no life. We must stop polluting it and misusing it. Stop using it when it is not necessary. Let's be wise. Let's use this life-giving nectar seriously. You know, because of people polluting water, many children die in third world countries because they cannot drink safe and clean water. to save them, you have to take it in your own hands. Everybody can make a difference. So next time, when you clean your hands, whenever you use water, turn off the tap when it is not in use. Because if we save water, we save them. To keep a healthy life and not get dehydrated, some tips. If you want to keep yourself hydrated, these tips are very important for you. So children, if you want to keep yourself hydrated, these are some tips you should know. Starting your day with breakfast, you should have an aim to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water or milk or juice, whatever, in the whole day. Children taking part in sports or being exposed to warm weather need to replenish their lost fluids by drinking water. Repeated tasting of water may help kids develop a taste of water. And to make it more interesting and fun, add some lemons, some ice, and a curly straw. So this is a tip for adults. So how to make a good lemonade? Well, let me tell you. So first of all, take a glass of water. Pour out some lemon juice in it. Then add some sugar. Then if it is necessary and the child is sweating a lot, add some salt in it so it can replace the salt of his body or her. But if the child is just inside your home, then do not add salt because it will be overloaded then. And mix it up. And then you have a perfect lemonade. But if the water is not cold, add some ice into it, because children mainly love cold water. Let's head over to the other segment, Do It or Yourself. Assalamu alaikum everybody, how are you all? I hope you are fine. So today I'm gonna be telling you how to make the perfect lemonade, and why to make it, to stay hydrated and make it more fun. So we will be needing some ingredients to make this. First of all, ice. Some mint leaves, some salt, some sugar, a straw, lemon, and a spoon. And the most important thing, water. So first of all, I'm going to start with pouring out some water.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Then I'm going to cut this lemon and pour all the juice out.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah.
Now, first, I'm gonna add some sugar.
The bounties of Allah, He has granted
some salt
to us. All this grace, the
only a little bit of salt.
Allah, He has granted to us. We must be thankful to Allah. We must be thankful day and night for all the joys He blessed us with.
Last, I'm gonna add some ice.
We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us.
And now, finally, I'm gonna mix it up.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank.
And now for the straw. So we have a perfect lemonade right here with us. Now let's try it out.
We thank you.
This looks really amazing. Now for the taste.
Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
This is really amazing. I hope you like this episode. And keep watching Madani Channel English. And keep tuned to see more amazing things like these. It's time to end now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We find